Galbally won their first intermediate championship title in Tyrone with a courageous derby win over Pomeroy, resisting a furious late rally from the Plunkets to triumph in a thriller at Healy Park. They led by 6 points at one stage, but a Frank Burns goal brought the side's 11 in the closing stages before the Pierces pulled away with a winning point from Liam Rafferty. Pomeroy's fast start saw them go four clear with Denver Nugent, Ryan Loughran, Ollie McCreesh and Brendan Burns on target. But Galbally exploded into action after getting their opening point in the 15th minute, adding 9 more before the break. Defenders Liam Rafferty and Ronan Nugent and midfielder Enda McGarity fired over 2 each, with Daniel Kerr also on target. Frank Burns cleared the play just hours earlier after taking an appeal against a semi-final red card to the Dispute Resolution Authority. Had been imperious as a sweeper in the early stages, but now the Pierces found space in other areas to run at the Plunkets' defence. Pomeroy fullback Hugh Pat McGeary pushed forward to shoot his side back in front, but Galbally shot the last 4 scores of the half to go in with a 10-7 interval lead. Sub Mark Donnelly slotted a point, and after Pomeroy's substitute goalkeeper Anthony McKenna had it denied Nugent, Cormac Donnelly converted the 45 to push Galbally into a 14-8 lead. Pomeroy, sensing the game was slipping away from them, pushed Frank Burns into the inside line, and he immediately came up with 2 points, Kieran McGeary also charging in to score. 2 Ollie McCreesh scores narrowed the gap to 2 going into the closing stages, but a Kerr score had Galbally 3 ahead before Burns grabbed a 60th minute goal. But Galbally held their nerve, and wing-back Rafferty capped a brilliant individual display with a terrific stoppage time winner. Final score, Galbally 18 points, Pomeroy 114. In the junior final, Rock's superb second-half performance saw them win their 5th title at Healy Park as they came from 4 points behind while playing into the wind to get the better of Kildrace. A 1-12 tally shared by 20-year-old Niamh Nugent and teenager Shane Murphy, along with a brilliant Aidan McGarity goal, did the trick for the St Patrick's as they rose to the occasion in magnificent fashion. Wind-assisted Rock enjoyed plenty of offensive possession and territory in the first half, but shot 9 wides, while their more efficient opponents never missed the target. A couple of Matty McGuigan's scores had the Wolf Tones ahead for the opening 10 minutes before teenager Shane Murphy with a 55-metre free, and Liam Nugent sent over points to give Rock the lead for the first time. Kildrace got in for a goal in the 13th minute, Philip Lennon swapping passes with Adam Connolly to send Caelan McNamee in to finish close range. Lennon opened out a 4-point lead, but Nugent netted a penalty in the 22nd minute, and another Murphy free sent them in with a break at the break level on 1-7 each. But with the wind in their faces in the second half, Rock produced an inspired performance. After going 4 behind to a brilliant McGuigan effort, they dug deep, got themselves back into the game with scores from Murphy and Nugent. And in the 50th minute, they drew level with a brilliant goal from skipper Aidan McGarity. Kildrace were unable to turn the tide as the St Patrick's defended in numbers and attacked in the breakaway, going 3 ahead with another volley of Nugent scores as they claimed their 5th title. Final score, Rock 214, Kildrace 114.